That's Adele, Someone Like You, on the Morning Zoom with Andy and Jane. Welcome to your Monday. Sexual abuse in the classical music world, not something one would automatically think of when thinking of sexual abuse, but as we all know, it can be anywhere to anyone. Canadian musician Lara St. John can testify to that as she recently premiered her first feature documentary at the prestigious Santa Barbara International Film Festival. It's a film about a central event in St. John's life and too many others, sexual abuse in the classical music world. Take a listen.
Music is my language. It's part of me and part of my whole psyche. When I was accepted into the Curtis Institute, it felt like the beginning of the rest of my life. I was 14 years old. My teacher was 78. We spent hours one-on-one together. Abuse began, and it escalated. The dean shrugged and said, "Well, what do you want me to do about it?" The frustration turned into anger. I made the choice to go public. Hundreds wrote to me with very similar stories. Their voices had been silenced. Now, I'm making the world hear them.
Lara brings her documentary, Dear Lara, to the Isabel Bader Theater tonight. And Lara has been so kind to join us in studio today for a few minutes to talk about her film. And what I'd really love to know is her experiences connecting with those who connected with her. Lara, welcome to the Morning Zoom.
Thank you so much.
So when I want to go back just a little bit first here, when word of the abuses that you suffered spread before people started reaching out to you, like, because you went public, how did you feel? You had kept it somewhat, you know, hidden from the public eye for quite some time. What were you feeling in just those brief moments?
Well, I hadn't kept it hidden from the school.
Mm-hmm. And, yes, that's
and
true.
And that's why I was sort of, eventually I just figured out the only way to really bring this to light is to go public and to have people just realize that, you know, it's not just us prancing around playing pretty little tunes. It's a problem that's always going to happen if you have sort of men in messianic positions of power and children. And in violin and piano and cello, you do have to start very early. I was 2.5 years old when I began.
Wow.
I played my first concerto when I was 4.
You're literally a baby. You're
with
literally
the Windsor
a baby.
Symphony.
Yeah. Talk about talent.
So anyway, yeah. So it's just, it's a really big problem that absolutely nobody wants to talk about because of the amount of retribution and, you know, the blacklisting that can happen in obviously every field, but in this one, it's even worse because it's a very small field and, you know, jobs are scarce. And if you suddenly get rumors that you talk about things that you suddenly shouldn't, you know, then...
Like you might not get a part, right? You might not get a tryout.
You might not get, yeah. Exactly, yeah. And it's very easy for somebody in a huge position of power to blacklist someone, especially a woman, a child. And that's why it's been silenced all these years. And when I finally came out in 2019, I heard from, gosh, the high hundreds, if not thousands, of women and some men. Mm-hmm. And I just realized, well, I can't just walk away from this. I have to do something. I have to make these voices heard as well.
Yeah.
And thus the documentary, which we are premiering tonight, the Canadian premiere.
Yes. And by the way, we are going to have tickets to this very powerful premiere. We'll be giving those away in just a couple minutes here. So, Lara, people started reaching out, all saying, you know, starting their messages to you, Dear Lara, and then telling you about their stories, their experiences. What stood out to you as you heard from all these people? Was there something that you started to notice throughout all those messages?
There are definite similarities to all the stories, but what I didn't know when this began was how global it really is. I mean, people reached out from all over the world, wherever there are classical music institutions, orchestras, and opera houses. So it's really just, it's something that it, you know, it's so trite to say sunlight is the best disinfectant, but I really believe that, and actually so is fire.
You're bringing everything to the light and then putting it under the light for the heat, right?
Exactly, because the only way, as many people know, to not have fallout from abuse is to never have been abused at all.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm doing this and the other people in the other subjects in my documentary, because we want it to stop. We don't want somebody who's 13 years old now to go through what we went through.
Right.
And the only way to do that is to just let everybody know that this is happening and that, you know, that there's one situation right here in Toronto that's in my film. And what we're doing, and we just launched a petition last night to coincide with the premiere, we just want them to get an external investigation, a transparent external investigation. That's all we're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, it's the Royal Conservatory. So far, they've said nothing, even though they've known about this because of a Toronto Star article since February.
We're speaking with Lara St. John. Her documentary, Dear Lara, premiering tonight at the Isabel Bader Theater. As we wrap up here, Lara, just want to talk to you about coming forward at a young age and how it's just something that is just not heard of, right? It's people, you don't see children coming forward for this type of stuff. You see fully grown adults. Talk to us about that and what you learned through your experiences in making this film regarding that.
Because the average age to come out about child abuse is 52.
Wow.
Actually, that's the average.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so, of course, and like I said before, the amount of retribution for example, even in the church and in different professions, et cetera, is so huge that you can't be coming out about that when you're just beginning your career. Or, you know, it took me till I was 48 years old.
Wow.
And, you know, it's a real problem, and we just have to eliminate that in all the states.
I'm coming away from this just thinking 52 years old. You are so far along in your life, and that's the point that you are ready to come out and talk about abuses that have been haunting you for decades. It's a shocking number.
It is, yeah, and it's totally understandable. I mean, like I said, I was 48, so 4 years before the average, but some people never can. And we want to make it possible and easier for those who have been hurt to be able to talk and to heal.
The name of the documentary is Dear Lara. It's premiering tonight at the Isabel Bader Theater. We want to send you there. We've got a pair of passes to give away right now. Caller 7 at 416-360-0740. Going to be a real powerful, emotional, but very important and informative night as well. Lara, thank you so much. And
thanks.
Best of luck with your documentary. It's doing so well. And rightfully so, right?
Thank you so much.
Hall & Oates now, Kiss on My List, on The Morning Zoom with Andy and Jane.